You were listening to the 1 Million Cups of Appleton. We are a group designed to educate, engage, and inspire entrepreneurs in central Wisconsin and beyond.
All right, we can get started. So welcome to 1 Million Cups Appleton, everyone. 1 Million Cups is a celebration of entrepreneurship weekly. Every week we host a new business, an entrepreneur. They get to share their story, tell us about what they're doing in their business, and then we get to give feedback and figure out if there's a way that we can give them a hand. So today we're really excited to have a local entrepreneur back with us, Michael Raymond with Imagine Road Marketing Solutions. I know that Michael, you've presented in the past, so I'm really excited to get an update on what you're doing and hear how your business is doing so far. Feel free to also give us just some insight on your 1 Million Cups experience as well. That'd be really great. So we're on Facebook. Michael, why don't you take it away?
Okay, well, thanks, Andrew. I just started my clock. But welcome, everybody. Good morning, everyone. It's great to be here. I'm Michael Raymond. I'm the president of Imagine Road Marketing Solutions. And as Andrew had mentioned, I've presented before at Million Cups, and I've had a tremendous experience. I have something new that I've been working with. It's a software program. And so I'm going to just dive right in, kind of give you some of the nuts and bolts on it. So for all of my adult life, I have had my own business, beginning with my paper route when I was 9 years old. Has anyone else had paper routes when they were 9 or 10? No, I don't know if they do that anymore. But my largest business venture was a dental lab. It's my largest one. And that was outside of my current work with coaching, content creation, and digital marketing, which, you know, has surpassed my dental lab experience. But you can see here in my glory days, you know, working at the bench with all these cases. But the thing about it is, even though, you know, I've had some success and I've had some obstacles, you know, certainly in challenges, most of my years as an entrepreneur, I was missing one essential and critical element, one thing that could have shortened the time for me to seeing better profits. And again, it's just a slide kind of showing my timeline. I wish I could have found a picture of me as a paper boy, you know, but I couldn't, I'm sorry. But the thing that I was missing was a strategic plan, a plan that would have, you know, allowed me, you know, to be able to, I guess, have a step-by-step approach, not just any plan, but one, because of course I worked with mentors and coaches for years and years. I've had mentors through SCORE for probably the last 10, 15 years. I had business advisors. I had a lot of help, but I never really had a strategic plan, you know, that had action items with it. The plan I refer to is one that incorporates specific critical activities that I needed to focus on. I mean, I guess those tasks that would have moved the needle for me. A highly specific plan that begins with me establishing a market dominating position. And I can say just really quick that for most of what I've, you know, for most of my years as an entrepreneur, I didn't have a market dominating position. And so I was always trying to compete on price, which is the wrong way to compete, as I've learned. So, but let me explain a little bit further. Are you familiar with the 80-20 rule? Is there anyone familiar with that?
Certainly.
Oh, okay, there you go. So for business owners, that means that 20% of what you do every day is generating 80% of your total annual revenue. In other words, you're only doing a few things daily. They're only doing a few things daily that make them most of their money. And there's five key areas within a business that makes up that 20%. They include leads, conversions, transactions, pricing, and profits. So even before the coronavirus pandemic, the economy was showing signs of distress. The pandemic was just a reality check. So David Lynch, he wrote in the Washington Post, March 28th, 2020, along with dealing millions of Americans an unexpected blow, the pandemic exposed vulnerabilities that had accumulated during a record-long expansion and years of ultra-low interest rates, and which now could make it harder to recover from a recession, economists said. So many businesses, they just don't have the cash reserves to survive. Now, some have adapted well. Service-related businesses have been the hardest hit, restaurants and retail especially. One of my team, Dr. Paul Inselman, he has personally saved 53 businesses from bankruptcy in 2020, and he even saved one person from taking their life through this software program that I'm going to tell you a little bit about that is kind of something new that I have access to and using to help businesses. But for those businesses that have been able to keep their doors open, there is little to draw on in creating a strategic and step-by-step plan to turn things around. And so the team decided there was a great need to create a solution to this dilemma to benefit business owners around the world. So what they did was they developed a proprietary business assessment software that in mere minutes can uncover major financial breakthroughs for any business in 12 proven and critical areas. How would business owners like to know, for instance, with near perfect accuracy, the areas where they could generate the most money in the shortest amount of time and for little to no additional cost? Suppose I told you that in 45 minutes, we could perform an assessment in 12 vital areas for a business, identify the revenue and profit opportunities that are available in each of those 12 areas, and instantly run any business through our software's 497 million weighted algorithmic sequences to calculate the actual dollar increases they would realize. Then those same 497 million weighted algorithmic sequences can create a detailed roadmap that shows them exactly what to do and when to do it to achieve those results, and then hand them a customized report that positions their business as the leader in their market. Now, business owners never again have to say to themselves, I'm not sure what to do to grow my business, or stabbing in the dark, you know, trying this or that and seeing if it works and then trying something new. They actually have an action plan. Our revolutionary business assessment software has the right information in the right order, so they never again have to play guessing games, trying to figure out the steps needed to increase their leads, sales, and revenue and profits. Now, here's the really cool part. I still got 30 seconds. It's so cool. Through the We're All In grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, I'm able to provide 10 businesses with assessments for no cost. Now, this includes identifying the specific strategies to generate financial breakthroughs in their business and a detailed report that gives them a customized roadmap for success. And this can be scheduled directly on my calendar or by sending me an email. There's still millions of Americans out of work and many businesses are struggling. And so I'd like to end, you know, by just throwing out to the community, in trying to help as many businesses as possible, you know, I'd like to learn from you what would be the best approach for me to promote this. And then, you know, asking for your help in identifying businesses that can benefit from this assessment and encouraging them to contact me. So thank you for your time. I'm 25 seconds over. I'm sorry.
No, you're all good. It's just a guideline. That's all.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
It's all good. But hey, thanks for giving us insight here. Sure. Michael, can you just tell me, like, if say I was interested in this service, step by step, in like three steps, what would the process look like?
So the process is very simple. Basically, they go to my link on Calendly, or they email me, and then we set up an appointment. It takes about an hour, you know, to go through this. And in the meantime, while we're waiting for the appointment, I send them like a little bit of a mini audit that has 10 key questions. The more information that I can have going into the assessment, the better the results as far as the more money that I can unlock for them. But there are 10 key questions that I'd like to get answered before this session. And then what I do then is I plug it through. Now, the second step, you know, would be actually going through the assessment with them And I do a screen share, so it's Zoom based. And we go through the questions. And we input the answers and we look at, with each of the different strategies that we decide to implement, based on their industry, or business, because some would work better than others. You know, we can input all of that data and then we just pick out, at the end, we pick out like the priority level for each of those strategies. Like some of them, like a joint venture type strategy, it might take longer for that to develop. So that might be, we might list that as a number 10 priority, as opposed to like cutting costs and putting money in your pocket right away. That might be a number one priority, So what we do is we figure out together, how to prioritize each of the strategies. And then I print it and I can then, provide them with a report that gives them again, step-by-step, actions to take. It also, what's cool is that, if people aren't familiar with, for instance, how to make advertising work for you, there's different, there's a lot of information as far as what specifically to do. So it gets very detailed. And then at that point, a lot of times people will ask for help. Sometimes they have a team, that they can have help them. I know that, I've had people ask me, can you help me implement this? And then I have different options available, as far as, coaching or group coaching or an e-learning, kind of an e-learning marketing system that I have that people can subscribe to and have do-it-yourself resources. But
what does it normally cost? Like, I know you said you have 10 right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. So this, it's called the Profit Acceleration Software. It's a quick start. And so this really gets into it, very thoroughly. And it's priced at $500. And so, with the $5,000 grant, I'm able to provide 10 assessments. So, I went through another session yesterday and it really gets really detailed. So.
Yeah. Any questions from anyone else?
You said that it develops kind of a plan for your business. I'm just curious, I would imagine that plan has to be some sort of somewhat broad or not really niche down because how can the computer software really tailor a plan specifically to your business?
Yeah, it does. I mean, that was a good point because right now I'm working with dental lab owners, because I had a dental lab for 20 years, I was in that industry. And what I do in the beginning is actually I look at what specifically, like for instance, strategies, what specifically will help them. It does actually get very detailed on the step-by-step approach. And so there is a way, it's not very broad, start a Facebook campaign. And, it actually dives down and gives you some very detailed, steps to take. So, and then there's further education that's available, so like, for instance, my e-learning marketing system, which is $197 a month, but as a free month trial, but actually there, it gives people an opportunity to learn more about each of the different areas, the strategies and that. But the other thing is that I'm available, so if they have questions, and even, without any cost, they can ask me and I can give them insights on how to specifically, implement this. And so, but that was a good question.
I have a question. My business is a nonprofit and that's a partner with a cooperative. That's how we're restructuring it. Mm-hmm. Would your software work for nonprofits or do you think it's more geared towards for-profits?
No, it's actually, it would work for nonprofits as well. So, if at any point in there, you know, if there's something that doesn't apply, then, you know, we just don't. I mean, as I went through it again, you know, yesterday, just was kind of doing a deeper dive into the software, I didn't see anything that would preclude nonprofits. In fact, you know, right now I'm starting to do some work with the strategies themselves and teaching them to someone from SCORE. And so potentially, you know, we might be able to roll some of this out to SCORE members. But no, I don't see anything that would keep them away. So yeah, I would love to provide an assessment for you. So
cool. I'd love to have one.
Okay. Yeah. Just send me an email at you know, mraymond@imagineroad.com.
Okay. imagineroad.com.
Oh, correct.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Great.
We have a question from Facebook.
Oh, great.
And it is, have you ever had an instance where the algorithm did not work?
You know, at this point, I haven't. And I mean, truthfully, I'm relying on my experience from my team. I mean, I guess because I've only been working with this for the last month, you know, so my experience, my personal experience base is low, but this software has been out and being used by my team for the last, I think it's been about a year and a half, and I haven't heard of any problems with it. You know, and in fact, you know, it's so specific and actually so effective that as coaches, we offer a 200% return on investment guarantee. So it's kind of like this tool that we use, you know, where we can find our clients, you know, this unlocked or this hidden revenue and pay for our own services right off the bat. And so we can offer 200% ROI. So if we're not able to actually help them, you know, see that increase in profits, you know, we don't charge anything. So, and it's, and the reason why we can do that is because the software has been so effective. And, you know, if anybody's interested, I do have a free book available and you can download it. And it actually lays out the main 8 strategies that, you know, are factored in. There's actually many, many different strategies, but there's 8 key ones. And so you can get a free copy of my book. So.
How did you get set up with all this, Michael? I mean, like, did you come across, like, is this a package that you bought or that you're like a rep to? Like, how did you develop all the content, the book, like,
sure,
have access to this algorithm? Is it like part of a model that you're in, or like, I'm interested to know about the business structure behind it.
Yeah, I wrote the book myself, and I'm an IT guy, and I did I created this. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. A couple months back, maybe a few, it's been a few months now, I actually came across a person that you know, has been out helping businesses quite a bit. His name, I mentioned him, Dr. Paul Inselman, but basically it's a franchise that I invested in. And it's set up as a franchise. So I have costs, you know, that I pay, you know, to have access to the software and the trainings and stuff. But the group that I'm affiliated with and connected with is a group called Leadership Publishing Worldwide, LPW, and they're headquartered in Vancouver, British Columbia, and so you know, we're all kind of part of this similar network, you know, helping businesses. I felt that, you know, with the struggles, you know, going on, and that's why, you know, my book is called Succeeding in Hard Times. You know, I really wanted to find a way to help more businesses, and with video marketing specifically, which is what I was focused on for so long, I wasn't able to provide the full support that I wanted to. And so being connected here in this franchise and, you know, having these resources has really allowed me to do that.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. And that was going to be my next question, is like, how did you arrive to this pivot in your business going where you were? But I'd imagine, like you said, the, you know, if you can help get businesses in the door with you through this, you can, you know, potentially also upsell your other services to
them. Sure. Yeah. That's one of the strategies we teach, actually. But no, I have a package that still incorporates, you know, promotional videos. It's kind of a done for you type package. So some people just don't have the time, you know, to do it themselves. And so I have a done for you package that includes, you know, social media marketing. It includes promotional videos. It includes, you know, everything you need, basically. And it's a 3-month package. So people, you know, pay for the 3 months. But at the same time, also, if people do need promotional videos or whatever, you know, I can provide that as well. And I like to bundle things. So, you know, certainly, you know, my price points are pretty competitive in that way.
Cool. I'm just curious, like, have you ran your business through this software? And like, you know, did you get any results from it?
Yeah, I'm actually working on that now. I've had a lot of work to do, you know, in getting, getting up to speed, getting my websites together, you know, going through the training. So actually, you know, one of the next things I'm going to do is run my business through, you know, the software. And actually, what I'm focused on right now is, you know, again, I have this e-learning marketing system that inside that system, there's a place where you can create your own roadmap in there as well. And so you can, you know, fill out some forms and it will create, again, kind of a similar thing, not as detailed, but it will create for you like a step-by-step approach, you know, based on your experience and your how well your knowledge of certain things, you know, so, but.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm excited to see this, you know, and it's cool to hear about your pivot. And yeah, I'd love to know how it goes, you know, as you continue to progress down this route. Are there any other questions from anyone else?
I'm just curious, maybe you touched on this before and I missed it, but is there an ideal time that they recommend a business use a software like this? Is this at the growth phase, right at the initial startup phase that this system has the most success, or is it just kind of a whenever you're right, you feel you're ready for the system?
Well, you know, I mean, it's nice, like if you can have like some data to put into it, you know, so like a startup, I mean, I could run this for a startup, but then there's no like data from, as far as your, you know, your profits. We can use like, average, like profit margins and, you know, gross profit margins and net profit margins. You know, we can use kind of what an average would be, but I guess the more data that we have, you know, to put into it, the more we can create like this, you know, this outline of how this, like, for instance, if we do one strategy that like an upsell type strategy, you know, where like we were just talking, Andrew, you know, where I have this bigger package, you know, and part of the thing is just like McDonald's, you know, do you want to supersize that or would you like a pie with that? You know, so there's these strategies that, and most people don't ask for this, but like, you know, there's these strategies. So like, what we do is I run through that with them. And then I ask them, well, you know, so for your business, you know, how much do you think you could increase your revenue, you know, by offering an upsell strategy, you know, based on your experience? And so they might say, well, 5% or 10% and what we do is we try to use real conservative numbers, because we, you know, we would rather underdo it and then over, you know, have over results. But, so, I mean, to have more data, you know, where they know, for instance, that last year, maybe they made $100,000 in revenue. And so they know that, well, you know, if I offered this higher package, I think about, you know, 5% of people might take it. Then we add 5% into the box, you know, and then it calculates, you know, what the increased revenue would be. You know, And so again, yeah, the more data that we have, you know, the better, but it could be done at any time, really.
Gotcha.
Awesome. Any other questions for Michael?
I guess I have a question. I feel like, you know, maybe this is somewhat building on Eric's question, but, you know, like, who would you say is your ideal customer for this? Like, whether it's like the actual role within a business, or if there's any, you know, business that, you know, you think is particularly, you know, better suited in any way, or like, you know, who would you be trying to go after, I guess, in the process?
I guess, you know, it probably would be like a small business owner. You know, I mean, small businesses are categorized, I guess, anyone under 7 million. And I didn't realize this until recently, but 7 million and under is categorized as a small business. But I guess it would be kind of someone who's a decision maker, you know, certainly, someone that has the ability to implement, you know, things. So, I mean, certainly I could run this through with anyone, but if they, you know, if they don't have the ability to implement, or to take action during the course of the assessment, I asked them, you know, here are some specific things, like, for instance, cutting costs. There's a big section on cutting costs and what we can do, because that adds revenue in your pocket right away. So some of the strategies like advertising and like starting a drip campaign funnel and that type of thing, some of those will take a little time for them to show results, but cutting costs, you know, that's something that can instantly give you more money. And I asked them, you know, here's some things that you can do. Which ones will you commit to, you know, basically? And so, you know, if it's not an owner or not a decision maker, then, you know, they really don't have the ability to say that, you know, that they can commit to it. But, but I would say, you know, small businesses, there's so many industries. I can't think of any industry that would not benefit, you know, from this.
And so, and I guess like on that, like, are there any industries that you're, you know, as you try to launch this, like particularly trying to go after?
Well, right now, yeah, exactly. I mean, right now, and I'm just finding it because I've identified a big need in the dental lab field, because there's a lot of foreign competition, especially from China, actually, that are forcing dentists, you know, are forcing dental labs to compete on price. And you know, the labor market in some countries is they can do things for so less expensive, you know, that it's become a problem. And so part of it is, you know, dental labs are having to find a different market dominating position. And specifically what I'm finding from talking to lab owners is that, and this was the same thing back 20 years ago when I was a dental lab owner. But if you can save the dentist time, you know, in inserting that crown or bridge, you know, if it's just a 2 or 3 minute ordeal, I don't know if any of you have had crowns or bridges made, but you know, it can be a lengthy process. And so that's a market dominating position. You know, I deliver as a lab owner, you know, to be able to say, I can deliver you, you know, consistent results, you know, and that's the other thing is consistency. So I'm actually tomorrow, I'm scheduled to do a kind of a presentation with a lab owner, and I'm working on an article for one of a trade magazine in the dental lab field. But what I'm doing is I'm tweaking the strategies to be specific to industries. And I'm doing the same thing in the real estate market as well. So I have a client who's a realtor down in Chicago with Berkshire Hathaway. And so I'm going to kind of, you know, tweak things so that I can, when I present, I can be very specific on to which ones will work best for them.
That's cool.
Well, thanks. So.
Awesome. Any other questions? Otherwise, give everyone a second for a final question.
Okay.
Otherwise, the final question, Michael, as you know, is always what can the community do for you?
Yeah, so I'll go back to my slide. So, you know, I guess the thing that I would ask for the community is just for your help in identifying businesses that could benefit, you know, from the PS assessment and kind of passing the word and encouraging them to contact me, you know, so. And at the same time, you know, again, I have this, you know, and I don't have a slide up here because I wanted to be very specific with my presentation, but I do have, I just launched this e-learning marketing system, and it's a collection of very specific and quite a huge library of resources. They're do-it-yourself resources for businesses to be able to take advantage of. And so what you can do is if you go to my website at imagineroadmarketingsolutions.com, you can actually download my book and then kind of learn more about it. But
awesome. Cool. Well, I hope some people do go check out the website. I know I'm on it right now, poking around. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah. And thanks for your time today and for the update, Michael. Sure. Yeah, it's really cool to see how you've pivoted through COVID as well, and making business work. So that's cool.
Oh, great. Well, thanks.
Awesome, guys. And thanks to everyone else for coming today and visiting 1 Million Cups Appleton. Eric, we have a presenter for next week. Yeah, I believe so.
Actually, as of right now, we do not.
Oh, we're empty for next week. So if you know of someone who wants to present, we have an open seat. And immediate placement. But yeah, you know, and so we'll keep you guys posted on that if we don't find someone. But if we do, I will be posting on social media like we usually do and sending out the email notice. So thanks everyone for coming today. And we'll see you soon.
Yeah, thanks. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this week's speaker. And thank you for your continued support of 1 Million Cups and our community of entrepreneurs.